Welcome back. Now that we are into the month of May, we thought, hey, let's tell you what's going on here at Quincy Access Television for the spring and for the rest of 2024. And who better to do that than our executive director, John Colleary, who's come up from the corner office in his heavily draped studios to join us. Hey, John.
Hey, Joe.
Welcome to the set.
Thank you. It's been a little while since we've been on set.
It has been a little while. I was trying to figure out when it was, and it's, I don't know, almost a year probably.
Yeah. I know we usually try to do periodic updates about what's happening here at QATV, yeah. But it's been a little while, so it's time for another one.
Well, since you last were here, we have a new set.
We have new banners here and everything like that. We have some colors that are bringing up the light.
Some new lighting. New shirts.
So. Yeah.
Actually, you know, before we talk about anything else, I do want to, we didn't get a chance to talk about the new set, the new backdrop here. It's a nice story, actually. Father of one of our staff volunteered to go out across the city, take these pictures, and we had them blown up.
Yep.
And I think it makes a nice addition, really.
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah. Paul Jarvie, who's Michael Jarvie's dad here at QATV, he's a budding photographer, he's an experienced photographer, but loves going around and helping us out and other organizations around the city as well. So we've tasked him the past two or three times to say, would you be willing to go out and take some photos for us? And, you know, and this is what we have here. So we want to thank him for going out and he gave us, I don't know how many different examples of photos, 20, 25, and then you and Michael kind of looked through them and narrowed them down, and then we gave the photos over to Carol Femin here at QATV, who got them blown up for us, and definitely is a nice set, and a lot of times when people come in, they go, oh, wow, these are really cool photos.
They do,
that you
they
have
do,
here.
They comment
so,
on that,
yeah.
Yes.
So we're definitely thankful.
You look at the city from a different light, I think, when it's enlarged in a photograph right in front of you, you know, like the bell tower, the church, that's my favorite one, actually.
Right.
And you say, oh, I never noticed that before, and then you go out and you look at it, and you're like, oh, yeah.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
so. Well, it's funny, saying that when you see a blown up picture, in our lobby downstairs, we have a picture of Quincy Center from 2006, 2007.
We have to update that, yeah.
But people come in, and it's before all the construction, before Hancock Adams Common, and Hancock Street's still going down between City Hall and the church,
right.
And people go, where is that? It's funny. It's like, that's Quincy Center from, you know, 15 years
not
ago.
That long
or
ago.
Actually, a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
But and they go, oh, wow, I can't believe how it's like that. But it's this big talking piece when people come in.
Yes.
And it's the same thing. Guests come in for the first time and they go, oh, where's this? Where's that?
That's right.
And it's the same thing. So it is kind of interesting how people see it in a different light.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's going on? What's going on at QATV?
There's been a lot
that I don't know about, John.
So usually end of April, May, and June are some of the busiest times that we have here at QATV.
Yep.
With everything going on around the city, it makes it busy for us as well, which is great because we get a lot of content for our viewers to see, to either watch on the channel or go to our website or go to our YouTube channel and see everything that's going on. So whether it's high school sports or events like Cleaner Greener or graduations, parades, other meetings going on around the city, it just seems to be people are ready to come out of their houses and the weather finally gets a little bit warmer and they're ready to go. And everything happens within, you know, an 8-week span, it seems like. And then in September and October, it's another busy time
for
us as well.
Yeah.
So it's right around summertime. But it's a lot going on. So we've been out and about, ready to go, already doing things. We've been out a lot of meetings recently. We were at the Quincy Community Electricity meeting that was held down at the Kennedy Center. And there was a lot of people down there. And we received a lot of phone calls from people asking if we were going to be there.
Yep.
We've received phone calls, people, where can I watch the meeting?
Yep.
You know, on our channels, on our website, on YouTube, and things like that we get phone calls for. This weekend, like you talked about, Cleaner Greener, we have volunteers going out. Fred Shepard, who's behind the scenes right now, he's going to be going out around and helping us out. Member Jen McDonough is going to be going out and helping us this weekend as well, getting all around the city. That's just the tip of the iceberg for things that are going to be happening within the next, you know, few weeks.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you mentioned all these things, and what people don't realize is that we try and get to every single one of them, or as many as we possibly can, to show folks who can't get to them what happens, right? To bring their city to them through local access. That's the main mission.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, QATV, we kind of have dual missions.
Yeah.
One is we go out to the city and around, cover events and activities, meetings, things like that. So if people can't see them and be there in person, mm-hmm. they can turn on QATV and watch them like that. Our other mission is for members of the city or residents who live in Quincy that are interested in TV production and they want to produce their own show or they want to volunteer on other shows or volunteer to go out to Clean and Greener or the baseball game like that, we teach them how to use the equipment we have here. And we rely on those volunteers a lot to help us to go out to cover all those events because, like you said, there's so many events going on and we only have so many staff people
to go small
out.
But mighty.
We definitely are, you know. And I do want to thank all the staff and the volunteers because we couldn't do it without everyone's, you know, united team effort because there's a lot of stuff going on and people will see me out and about and they go, you guys get to a lot of different events in the city. And it's like, we always try to get to as much as we can. And, you know, we again, our mission is to entertain, inform, entertain the public to do the best we can with, again, all the things that are happening.
And educate at the same time, both viewers and members, you know, to produce their own programs. And we can always use more because there are things that we just don't have time or staff to get to.
Right.
So we can always use more. So, you know, folks, whoever are interested in even just doing one event, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people call us and say, oh, are you going to be covering this meeting for whatever it might be or this game? And there's three other events going on that day. And it's like, I would love to be able to get there, but we already have these other events that we're committed to cover, and we can't. So people don't have to be a big techie to come in and learn what we do.
No.
And people don't have to, you know, dedicate, you know, long hours of time to QATV. It could just be, I want to cover this one meeting, or I want to cover this one game that's happening. You know, maybe there's, you know, the Quincy Youth Soccer game, championship game. If you're looking just for that one thing to be covered and we can't get there, we'll show you how to use the camera for that one event so you can cover it. The staff here at QATV will edit everything that needs to be done, but just getting that footage is sometimes is what, you know, is the big thing for us. We can edit and put everything together and get it on the channel, but just getting the footage is tough. So if people are interested, you know, they could visit our website, qatv.org, for more information. They could call us, 617-376-1440 for more information on how to do all that. And again, it could be, the game's on a Saturday. Come on Friday. Mm. We'll show you how to use the equipment. Come back on Monday. Drop everything off. And then we'll take it from there.
You'll see your show on TV. Yeah.
It can be as simple as that. Yeah. For a meeting, a game, or something like that, where we're more than willing to have people come in and help us out, even if it's for a one-time thing.
Right. And not only that, too, but with the advancements in phones and, you know, handheld devices, you can even use something like that if you're intimidated by a camera.
Definitely. Yeah. People can, you know, take their phone and say, oh, I want to cover this game. Put the phone up, go back and forth, cover the game, and then email us the video or, you know, upload it to Google and, you know, we can get it from the cloud.
It's amazing.
And different things like that. So people do that for our staff and our members as well. They'll, you know, I have an iPad and they'll shoot video on their iPad for the show.
Right.
Or, you know, if I'm out and about or if you or Mark
there
from
QATV,
we'll use our phones for different footage like that. And it might be we have a larger camera for, you know, our main camera.
Right.
But, you know, if there's a flyover, it's kind of tough to get that camera up there real quick. So we take out the phone and shoot that. Or, you know, if they're introducing people, we take out the phone and shoot like that. QATV's Mark Crosby was out getting some B-roll footage today. He did a show about Ward 2 with Councilor Richard Ash. Needed to get some footage. Got his phone out, went bang, 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 different places, and it, you know, it looks great. Added into the video that was shot in the studio, and it's all set and ready to go.
Just remember, folks, horizontal, not vertical, horizontal. We want to fill the whole screen.
At least for our purposes, You know, because people will come in and, you know, they're holding the phone, you know, vertically.
Right.
And it's like, all right, if you're doing something for YouTube or Instagram or TikTok, you know, that's great. But when you're watching TV at home, you're watching it horizontally, so you want to be able to see the full screen.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, yeah, I am watching TV like that. Because the viewing on your phone or your tablet in the TV is two completely different ways.
Yeah, exactly.
But we teach people how to do that. We have microphones you can plug into your iPhone. So you could have a microphone wirelessly connected to somebody and then it's back to the iPhone to get better audio.
Yeah.
So different things like that. You don't have to have, again, a big old camera like they used to have.
You know what I noticed specifically this year, the explosion in popularity of podcasting. And it's not new. You know, podcasting has been around quite a while.
Right.
But it seems like everybody's interested in it again all of a sudden.
Yep. And we've been helping people to try to do their own podcast as well. We have a great audio suite here at QATV. You're in it every day.
Yes.
If people listening on
it's
AM
fantastic.
Quincy.
Yeah.
So AM Quincy, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Joe's doing, you know, your weekly, or excuse me, your daily updates, yep. news, weather, information, and it's in that audio suite. But it's not just for that. We can go in, you can do your podcast. We have three great microphones in there for people to use. You could have someone call in, you could have someone FaceTime in, or you know, whatever it might be, so you can do a remote interview like that. Mm-hmm. Record it to a card, and then you could say, all right, all done, here it is. You can upload it to iTunes or to Spotify or to wherever you might want to do. And then we air it on our channel as well still. Yep. So we have an image saying, you know, you're listening to the Joe Catalana podcast.
Right.
And then you can, you know, share with the community like that. But again, still share with people on whatever medium they like to listen to their podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if it was maybe during the pandemic, you know, folks found out, hey, this is pretty simple, because it really is. You don't need a lot of equipment to do a podcast. You can do it at home pretty much.
Right.
And, you know, after that, they said, why don't I continue this, you know?
Exactly.
Even the city now is involved in producing it from the planning department,
yep.
their own podcast.
Yep.
So it's really just exploded.
And it really is very simple. When we had to sit down in our audio suite, we say, okay, here's the record button. Here's how you bring up your audio level. Start talking.
That's it.
And that's really what it is.
Right.
And there are other things, you know, like I say, if there's a phone call, different things.
Oh, yeah.
But even that, it's not that hard. But at the very base of it, you hit record and you bring up your microphone level and you just
and
start talking.
Yeah.
And that's as easy as it can be.
Exactly. We have some signature events coming up right this spring, certainly, that we should let folks know about, so that we do every year.
Yeah, we do. So a couple of the first big ones are the graduations here in the city of Quincy. So Quincy College, Quincy High School, North Quincy High School. I don't think that's the order. I think it's Quincy College North and then Quincy.
I think North is first this year.
Yeah. So we'll be at all those events. All three graduations are at the Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
We'll be there. We'll have live coverage on our channel and on our website for all three events. And then one of the biggest events in the city of Quincy each year, of course, is the Flag Day Parade.
Right.
So we're going to have live coverage of that. We have our truck parked down right outside Adams Field. So we'll have the parade going by and getting the parade coverage. And then also new last year, and we're continuing this year, we're going to have live coverage of the ceremony at the top of Pageant Field and the fireworks as well.
Yes.
We had a new equipment that we bought last year. It was a wireless transmitter for our camera, which we didn't have before. And it's great because you can go, in theory, you can go almost a mile, so if there's, you know, a line of sight. So we're able to go up to Pageant Field, beam the signal back down to our truck and send it out live like that. Before, just the parade was live, and then, you know, in replays, you would see the ceremony and fireworks. But everything is going to be live this year, so you can watch everything soup to nuts for the parade, ceremony, and fireworks. And that will be on all of our channels, Channel 8, our HD channel, 1072, and online at QATV.org as well. So people can watch the entire Flag Day celebration live.
Yes, and we're hoping it doesn't rain like it did last year, because there's a picture of me somewhere completely drenched.
Yes, you and Christine Cheever, another
right.
one of our longtime volunteers and members here at QATV, who's been hosting coverage with you for a little while now.
Yes.
It was a little drizzly, and then it was raining, and then it was just a complete downpour. And
I don't know if Christine wants to come back, actually. We have to check and see.
But so different things like that. And all of those events, we're looking for volunteers and members to come
especially
and help us out.
Especially like the parades and things, right?
Yes, definitely for Flag Day. You know, we need a lot of help for that. And it's an all-day event for setup
it
for
is,
that, because
it's
two completely different sets, like I mentioned. So we're down at the truck for the parade and up at Pageant Field, where we have a two, sometimes three camera shoot up there just for the ceremony of fireworks.
Yeah, which is all brand new up there now, too. If folks haven't seen Pageant Field, you really ought to, because it's amazing the transformation that's happened up there.
Yeah, no, it's very nice, and I know that the work is just, you know, unbelievable as you go around the city, but Pageant Field, there's so many people up there quite often, and then when people go up now for Flag Day, they can see all the, you know, all the work and improvements.
Exactly, yeah. So what else should people be watching us for coming up?
So during the spring, we have a lot of high school sports,
sure.
And actually coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to be doing Quincy North Quincy girls lacrosse and Quincy North Quincy baseball. The lacrosse game is going to be at Creedon Field and baseball at Adams Field. We're going to be looking for volunteers to help us out with that as well. And then those will be on our channels to watch as well and on our website for people that can't catch it. And then in the summer, there's a lot of music and concerts that are held throughout the city. So we'll, you know, be looking forward for Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, the Library Lawn Concerts, the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association.
That's
they have their concerts there. Yep. So a lot of different
Porch
music.
Fest is coming
Porch Fest is coming up. Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to be looking for people to go out, and people love watching the music and listening to the music on our channels as well. The library concert series inside is wrapping up. I believe there's one coming up, and then they kick it outside for the summer for a weekly basis. So there's a lot of different music is happening in Quincy Center at the Hancock Adams Common. There's four or five concerts.
Several, yeah.
They're going to be coming up throughout the summer.
Yeah, the Platters are kicking it off.
So I know the one's coming in just a couple of weeks, music of the 40s and 50s, I believe. So there's a lot happening for music around as well. And then just the different meetings and stuff like that that happen. 4th of July coverage in Marymount and Squanum, but then also, you know, Adam Shore has a flag raising ceremony. How's Neck has their ceremony. I think Germantown has something.
They do,
different
Squanum
things like
does,
that.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking for people to help us out with that. We can't, again, on the 4th of July, we can only have our hands in so many different places. So if people in those neighborhoods say, you know, I think I might like to have that flag raising ceremony on QATV,
right.
Again, you can get your phone out, record it, and send it to us. Or if you're looking for a camera here, we can have you do that too.
Absolutely. That's Pride Day is coming up. There's no shortage of events. There's just a shortage of folks to do them.
Unfortunately, And I give compliments to the staff all the time because I don't know how, you know, you, Joe, or Michael, or Mark, and Chris and Carol, putting everything together. Ryan McWade, who's been working with the schools, he's in the thick of it with school concert season.
Big
it's
time.
About to.
Yeah.
And then getting out to all the different things that you know the schools have as well for stars in our schools and highlighting different people and all the different events that the Quincy Public Schools have as well. It's just, you know, if we had more hands and more cameras and more ability, we'd love to do more. And again, that's where people in the city can come in to help us out with that.
Although I'd argue we're doing more now than we ever have in a very, very long time, just in terms of events, but also government meetings. We do planning board now, we do zoning board now, school committee and school subcommittee meetings. So, I mean, really, very, very, I think, intense coverage.
Yeah, planning board is something I've been wanting to do for a couple of years now. Yeah. And beginning in January, we finally started to do it. And I know people have called in saying, thank you for doing this as well.
Yep.
So we've been trying to do that. So like you said, city council, we've always done.
Of course,
But license board, zoning board, planning board, school committee. So a lot of the public meetings. And some of those are the most watched things that we do because people are interested to know what's going on
that's
in the city. Because there's, just, like I said, so much going on. A lot going on in the schools. City council has a full agenda. Zoning, planning, so a little bit of everything.
And I really think, you know, having access to local information now is more important than ever, given the way the media landscape has changed, not only here, but across the country.
Agreed, And that's also one of the things, too, we've made our content more accessible, putting it online. So you can go to our website, qatv.org, go to our video on demand page, and all the video that staff produced is on that video on demand page. So a mixture of meetings, sports, meetings, government,
podcasts,
a little bit of everything,
Speaking of, a little teaser, I know that the website will be revamped in the near future, so folks should look out for that, right?
Yep. I've been working on that, plugging away on that, and I'm hoping very soon we're going to launch on that. I'd say we're probably about 90% there on the new look, so
can't wait.
You'll be ready to go.
I haven't seen it, so I can't wait.
Okay. I'll be sending out to you for a look at my typos.
I'll watch that. Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Thanks, Joe.